I mentioned in my previous lesson that the first word of the prayer that Jesus told us to pray was the word our, plural. We are to pray being mindful that we are part of the family of God. As we pray in the context of family, even our personal requests and concerns that we share with the Father can make us mindful of others who are enduring the same situation. There is no temptation or trials come our way except that which is common to man. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5, knowing that the same experiences of sufferings are being accomplished by your brothers who are in the world. Friend, you're not the only one that's facing troubles, temptations, and trials. We're all living in this sinful world. All the family of God that's still here on this earth is going through the same troubles that you are. Many times God answers our prayers with a Bible verse, a passing thought, a message from a sermon, or a song, and often we tend to receive the word for ourselves without thinking how it might relate to others. God's truths are usually more of an investment than a handout. These times of enlightenment, when the wisdom of the Holy Ghost enlightens our hearts and minds, it's not only to comfort or correct us, but also to be communicated through us to others. When you get up from prayer with a specific peace and empowerment from the Lord, don't just keep it to yourself. Ask God to show you someone who needs a similar encouragement, and be ever ready when the Holy Spirit places you with a person that can use the same encouragement. We should also pray for those Christians that's being persecuted for their faith. For most of us, Christian faith costs little in terms of personal safety, freedom, and employment. But for millions today, literally millions around the globe, being a Christian comes with a staggeringly high price. According to current estimates from the U.S. State Department, Christians are today suffering countless discriminations and atrocities in more than 60 countries, more than any other religious group in the world. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ, forced for no other reason than their faith to endure torture, imprisonment, harassment, and even death. By praying for them and their families to be spared such horrors, and by asking God to preserve their bold witness for Christ without fear, we participate in their sufferings and experience the reward of walking in God's power ourselves. We should pray for those in all areas of life and ministry. Preachers and missionaries are not the only people serving Christ with their life's work. These people need and depend on God as He works through our prayers. But we should always stay in prayer for those who are making an impact for God's kingdom in places outside of the four walls of our church, in state houses, in schoolrooms, on the court bench, in the manufacturing plants, in the home place, and at the office. All of these are mission fields where God is using real people to make a real difference every day. When our prayers rarely escape the confines of our own homes, our own bills, and daily bread, then our prayers are too small. Why? Because we live, pray, and worship in the midst of an enormous band of believers, the ones we know by name, and the millions more who share our Lord, even if not our street address. We pray for them because they need us. They pray for us because we need them. We grow larger each day by the company we keep in our prayer closets. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.